In praying and separating myself before God for this night, I didn't know who all was going to be here. But God began to deal with me about telling you to go forth making marks that can't be erased. That's the way the Lord had me to send you all. Go forth making marks that can't be erased. Now, the only way that's going to happen is going to have to be grace marks. It's going to have to be marks that are made in God's abilities. So these are marks of grace. And I think the young man said something where grace had been disgraced by improper teaching about grace, that you can get off with anything, but you can't really get off with anything, because grace called for repentance, grace called for holiness, grace called for you to understand your righteousness position, grace called for sanctification, grace called for you to admit that I'm wrong, Lord, I need help. We have a grace, modern grace that is being taught by great ministers that is out of order. And they're giving people a license to sin, really. They say they're not, but they are. So if you're going to, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul give his credentials of making marks that can't be erased. It's a grace. It's grace marks. It's the way you were saved. It's Ephesians 2:8. We're saved by grace through faith. And that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Ministry the same way. Ministry is a gift. Ministry, when you're set apart to preach the gospel, to teach the gospel, to bring deliverance or healing, manifestation of the Holy Ghost, demonstration. The Apostle Paul points out in a great verse, in a pattern that was set by Jesus. Jesus set a grace pattern for us to operate and function in. When the Bible tells Jesus that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, he said two things he was full of. He was full of grace and full of truth. Now, my brothers and sisters, you can go anywhere with that. If you're full of grace, you're full of God's favor, and you're full of God's truth, it will take you places that no man can deny, no man can stop, no man can block. And so we want to be students of grace, want to be students of truth, and through grace and truth, you will in your lifetime make marks that will bear the characteristic of eternity. When your physical life is over, you're not over. Because you've left some marks in people's lives, changed their lives, put them in a position to win. And to have, we don't hear this too much, have 100% victory. That's what the Lord desires. So from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul laid a heavy, heavy insight on us that I want to impart to you. Paul said here, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am what I am. That sounds like what God said to Moses. Moses said, who do I tell them send me? He said, tell them I am who I am. Yeah, Paul overlapped that, walking in the a pool of grace and come up with the same mind that God has. And make the same thing. You see, Paul said he talking like God. Grace make you talk like God. Grace, hey, grace make you walk like God. Grace make you accomplish things that everybody say you couldn't do it, but yet when they look up, you're already there. Hallelujah. And so Paul here, open Paul said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. He gives his credentials of functioning in the supernatural, of making things happen that couldn't happen ordinarily. And so he goes on to say, and his grace which in his grace, is God's grace, you see, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. I used it. I'll show you in a few moments why most people can't operate in full grace. They won't admit their infirmity. They won't acknowledge this job that you've assigned to me is too great for me. I need some help. Everybody say help. All your life you need help. And I'm here to tell, oh my goodness. I'm here tonight to tell you grace can help you. Nothing you're going through, nothing against you, nothing that have tried to stop you can hammer grace. When grace is released, it make a new space. It open, like open the Red Sea, knocking Goliath down, shutting the fire down at Camp Boyne. When grace is on you, you got a covering of God's favor on you. Doors start opening. Shackles start falling. Good God Almighty, man. So it is grace thing here. I won't be long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about making marks that can't be erased. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. Because you start a little rough because you're trying to find your way. You're trying to find your covering. You're trying to find your place. So you start out, you got to start somewhere. But then you hit a happy medium there where now you're functioning in insight and revelation, then you should finish well. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And so he goes on to say, now watch this verse, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Now here's a principle was introduced to me by the Holy Spirit. This same principle is found in Galatians 2:20. I think it's a powerful principle for students who are as Roger said, about to go out and make adventures on your life. This principle, I think, is one of the most powerful principles in the Christendom world. Paul speaking, yet not I. What a principle. Yet not I. If you keep that principle before you, you're going places. Because promotion can demote you if you're not given the accreditation where it should go. Yet not I, but the grace of God, yes, which was with me. You see that?
Yes,
now, be consistent and persistent in your pursuit of the will of God all the days of your life. You got that?
Yes,
I said, be consistent and persistent in your pursuit of the will of God all the days of your life. God will never fail you. And I have 47 years of experience of that. And with God, you will never face anything that is impossible. Amen?
Amen.
Keep, you know, we're talking about online, the internet, and the various modern technology that we have today. And I heard the Spirit of God says, keep your faith online all the time. Yeah, keep your faith online. You're going to need it. You're going to need it because grace can't really work without faith. Grace and faith is a divine combination that shut hell down and cause you to be super. Grace and faith can do anything and everything. Are you listening to me? The same way you were saved is the same way you must minister. By grace through faith. Seek a fresh anointing on purpose in all transactions. Seek a fresh anointing on purpose in all transactions. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
see, because it's the anointing that move heaven. It's the anointing that puts you in a position that grace and faith can work. All right? Jesus operated by grace. And we'll get there in a minute that Jesus says, I'm not doing this. Yeah, over in John 14, he said, I'm not doing this. It's my Father doing the work. You have to remember that. It's not so much your doing. Your part is, I'm going to give you a word now. It's a powerful word. Your part is yield. If you don't know how to yield, you're going to fail. Yield. Yield from your ugly ways. Yield from your flesh bondages that came from your family, came from your upbringing. To break out in the spirit world, you're going to have to yield from those things that hinder the works of the spirit. Right. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, always give praise for the glory to fall. Yes. Turning the supernatural loose to bring forth manifestation and demonstration. Paul explained to us in 1 Corinthians 2 how to do that. Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Actually, ministry is not an eloquent position. Ministry is God showing you your awkwardness and ask you, can he use it to put his awesomeness? Sometimes you're so busy trying to make your mark, God can't make his mark on you. And so you have to drop all the things that the world try to tell you, because Jesus did some seem like stupid things. Don't get scared. I said Jesus did some somewhat look like stupid things, but the result crowded the stupidness out. And so I've learned over the years, just do whatever he tells you to do. And the glory will come and people will get blessed. And you don't have to be dissected all right, you know, and have everything in place. I've followed men who had all their I's dotted and T's crossed. I came up behind them and they had so much dust up there with elegance and being right. I just got in my nothingness and God came. And the glory fell. And people got blessed. God is actually looking for inadequacies that he can make adequate. Just a few more minutes. Call your best friend and tell him something about to happen. Hallelujah. The whole school was open, not for so much that I'm a great preacher. The school was open. God told me, open it and minister and let the anointing fall. I want hermeneutics, interpretation of homiletics. You can get all that instruction of how to diagram a sermon. Almost, you know, for lack, I don't want you to say this because I learned from confession, but almost make you sick of the stomach. A good outline. A good outline is a mess. Because there's no fiber in it. There's no future in it. There's no, you know, no feeling. I believe in feeling. We can have this non-feeling God, but I believe I need to feel him every now and then. I like for him to touch me. You know, you got this new religion. You say, you know, just have faith. You know, no, the God that I see in the Bible, them guys had feeling, man. God did some things. What? Every now and then I want him to touch me. How about you? Every now and then I want him to lay his hand on me and say, look, I'm with you. You're not by yourself. I'm going to bring you through this. I don't want this modern God. The enemy will try to fight you and force you to quit. But remember this, he cannot stop you or defeat you. The finished work of Christ has you covered. Let's look at another scripture. In equating and locking into, I want you to go forward and make marks that can't be erased. I think I did injustice with 1 Corinthians 15:10. Paul explained that grace is the thing that made space for his ministry, and the yet not I principle. I've read thousands of books. I never saw the yet not I principle. The Holy Ghost gave it to me. And he gave me two scriptures to back it up. In Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. See, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then the next verse, the 21st verse says, I will not frustrate the grace of God. See, sometimes frustration try to get in the place of faith. Pressure's on, and you're going to be challenged at every level. And so the pressure's on. If you don't understand how powerful grace and faith, that divine combination, you're going to let frustration take the place of faith. You're going to start fighting yourself, and it's time for you to be still. But if you hear me now, if you hear me well, the yet not I principle is a powerful principle, because you're going to be doing stuff you're not doing. Whenever you think you did it, you are in trouble. For the spirit world is actually just yielding to God. His sovereignty. Omnipotence. Omniscient. Huh? Omnipresent. He's powerful. I said he's powerful. I love him. You love him? Ooh, he's so powerful. I like divine moments when I get in his presence, and then all of a sudden he show up. My God, he's already there, but to me, he manifests and demonstrates. All right? All right, I'm going to give you a few more things. In Matthew's gospel, I was going to 2 Corinthians, I'll show you about Paul, but it seemed good to the Holy Ghost for me to turn here. I'm trying to have a message that you can have with you the rest of your life. And I think those young men did a tremendous job who was before me. Both of those boys did a good job. And they did it with confidence, man. They did it with confidence, you know. And one said, stay connected. No, and the grace is an empowerment, not a cop out. And they're trying to teach a cop out grace. But if you look in the book of, and just make notes, if you look in the book of Titus, grace have within it righteous living. I don't know how they took that out, you know. And so then all these people with all these pat sins now have an excuse. God don't mind. Yeah, he don't mind. Yeah, he do mind. I feel some of this organizational structure in here. You come for to see the robes and see them get their diploma. Those diplomas gonna burn. but what I'm saying can't burn. And in a few minutes, God be all up in your house, rearranging your furniture. You'll forget you was at a graduation. 'Cause some who have who do not have gowns on and do not have a cap on here tonight will be graduated. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear what I said. Some who do not have a gown on nor a cap will be graduated because they already went to school. They already have passed through the grace test and the faith test. They're a child of God, but they hear a word tonight that will cause them to graduate into another dimension of the Spirit. Glory to God. The anointing is for the aggravate Satan. He knows when the anointing is present, somebody about to get set free. When the anointing come, you're not afraid of nothing. You're not afraid of nobody. It is an appealing position where you can speak your case and dare anybody to mess with it. When you have divine backup, when heaven portals open and God starts sending divine sentences and divine instruction and divine help, and the angels go to fly, and the Holy Spirit begin to press in, and the word of God begin to unfold, the saints that gone before us begin to shout. Problem begin to get on the knees and say, I'm sorry I messed with you. When there's a carpet anointing in the house of God, things break loose. People go free. And the devil has to buy. Tonight, let me speak to you. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I shut hell down against you. Everything that is messing with your life, because you came to this graduation and because you back your loved one up, and every student, everything that is not working right, I shut it down in a name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, you can't practice this. This is real. Otherwise, you can't set standard of how this is going to come out. You have to stand and yield to the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Yield to the Holy Spirit. I don't care who there. D, PhD. I don't care who there. Just yield to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will come and manifest and bless and change and direct and set free. Glory to God. You feel that? That's what they come to school for. You feel that? Yeah, that's the present. That's the anointing, see. That's why I don't want to just preach a little while and let it come. And through my insufficiency and my inadequacies and my infirmities, I wanted God to come in this room. And I want him to help somebody. I want you to be wrapped in the mantle of God's love right now. Let God put his arm around you. And you know you've been to more than a graduation. You've been to a place where you had a visitation from Almighty God. Woo, nothing like a visitation. When God visit, he never come just to keep you company. He come to change your situation. Woo! When God come, he's looking for a problem that is too hard to solve. And make it a stepping stone. Hallelujah. So when you're preaching, look, it start off dry. Don't panic. Don't rush yourself. Just stick with what God told you in the closet. And it'll end up like this. the Holy Ghost will come. Breathe on it and bless the people. Sit down, give me five or ten more minutes. 5 minutes to eight. All right, 5 or 10 more minutes. Okay. Now I'm going to say something. Don't get mad at me. Suppose you was preached to like this every Sunday morning. Where would your life be? Y'all don't want to hear that. I'm just trying to tell you this apostleship. Then the apostle, then the apostolic. There's an ambassador environment most Christians never been in. I won't get into it. I think Matthew's 4:23, and the Holy Ghost called it to my attention, is one of the most powerful pattern scriptures you can lay your eyes on to make marks that can be erased. It says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." You can't get no better than that. All right. Now, let me give you, y'all going to get the tape because they ain't writing. They're here for graduation. Listen. Y'all better get this stuff, man. The secrets of making marks, of making supernatural marks in ministry. And I want you to go forth and make supernatural marks that cannot be erased. And this tonight I release you from this school with supernatural marks on you. Now, let me give you two or three more things, then I'm going to close. Stay plugged into the power source. Pray in the spirit that you can enter into supernatural traffic all the time. You're running into revelation, you're running into manifestation, you're running into demonstration, you're running into miracles, you're running into signs, supernatural traffic, you're running into signs, wonders. Stay plugged into the source of power, the power source. Saturate yourself with the word of God. Stay saturated, soak in it. Stay with it till it does something to you, do something to you. Don't leave out your room till God touch you. And then this on daily basis, this is not just to preach. This is a lifestyle. This is not trying to get a sermon. It's trying to get close to God. Draw nigh to God. And the Bible said God will draw nigh to you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Because you made me your habitation, and because you've set your love upon me, nothing gonna touch you. And because you know my name, I've assigned the angels to fight your battles for you. You'll never lose another battle. You'll see it, but it won't touch you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Always salute the Lordship of Jesus Christ in every transaction. I like that. You heard that? Always salute the Lord Jesus Christ in every situation. My men have a tendency, they salute my security men and my men here, they salute me. We just picked it up over the years. Just honoring one another, giving respect. You salute Jesus. Yielding to the Holy Spirit partnership at every time. Yield to it. Yield to him. Yield to him. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning the spirit. Yield to it. Yield to special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing. Yield to a prophecy, diverse kind of tongue interpretation. Yield to God's love. Yield to faith. Yield to joy. Yield to long suffering. Yield to goodness. Yield to temperance. Yield to it. It will bless you every step you make. You will live long and strong. I never retire. I got an unretireable job. You can't retire from ministry. You're called for a lifetime. Keep swinging. Keep swinging. Well, boys, I'm going to close. Seek the kingdom of God every day that you may be able, you listening? To operate in kingdom mystery, wisdom mystery, the mystery of the cross, the mystery of Christ in you. You must operate in the mysteries if you're going to make a mark that cannot be erased. I close by showing you something that you need to hear. Joseph was a dreamer. And nobody could stop his dream. His brothers couldn't stop him. Potiphar couldn't stop him. The prison couldn't stop him. Nothing couldn't stop him. That woman who tried to rape him, she couldn't stop him. Because he got out of her way. Y'all better get out the way. Ain't no woman that fine. And no man that good looking. And don't let nobody tell you need some money. Don't let them talk you out no money. Praise the Lord. I'm a good Christian. No, you need some money. Don't get that spiritual, baby. No. You too spiritual. You done crossed the line from God. You understand that? Now, I was flying into... Where's Jason? Seattle, Washington. Get the baby moving. Seattle, Washington. And I was flying in a dream. And me and my sons, and I looked out the window just before we land, and I saw this large whale belly aircraft. Never seen nothing like it. And on the side of that thing, it had large blue writing, Dream Lifter. Nobody else saw it. I saw it. Even my son, who's graduated, he said he never saw it. It's in his state. But I saw it. The Lord opened it. Dream Lifter. I want you to know tonight that God is a dream lifter. And I don't want you to never drop or doubt a divine dream. It shall come to pass. People will make you drop your dream because they do so many old crazy things to block you. But don't ever drop your dream. See, here's my dream. When they say it couldn't be done in Darrow. But the Lord told me they'll come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. He'll bomb cars. He'll put gas in. He said, when plan land in Louisiana, they're going to be looking, how you get to Darrow? Yeah, you are. Don't drop your dream. God will bring your dream to pass. Everybody can turn their back on you. But as long as you got God face up, you're going to come out all right. You don't need no more one person looking at you. That's God. You don't need no more one person wishing. That's God. God can bring your dream to pass by himself. Men, oh man, I'm trying to close, cannot destroy a dream that come from God. What I say? All all dream, you're actually getting two messages, all dream fighters in your life will be dealt with by a dream anointing. Say dream anointing. Y'all got a dream, right?
Yes.
You know what you say you're going to do and all that stuff. Yes. Don't turn it loose. I'm anointing you for it tonight.
Amen.
I said I'm important.
Yes.
I'm a dream liver. I'm living in a ministry dream. Don't permit situation to drift you from your God-given dream. And I close now and remember this. God damn it, I want you to hear this. God, if you hear this, you're gone. God, stop frowning up at me and look rolling your eyes. I'll come down there and get in that chair with you. We don't allow that here. You got to go to another church with that foolishness. All right, remember, because you ain't all that. No, remember this. I deal with people, me, because they get rolling their eyes that you want to quit. I quit when I get ready. I'm the pastor of this church. You shouldn't have come if you don't want to be here. Your cousin wouldn't have missed you anyway. Well, come here, messing with me. I ain't be messing with tonight. I'm not at my best tonight. Because y'all don't even know me. And y'all hear all that old foolish stuff. You don't even know me. I could be a blessing to you, but you're so stuck with your broke self. You're so stuck on yourself, you can't even let a prophetic word get to you because you shut down before I start.
Let it go.
Now, here's my closing remark to you. And I want you to always remember this. I want to speak this over you. Remember this.
Yes, sir.
There is no impossible dream with God.
Come on, sir. Hallelujah.
My goodness. Now, why I did that just now? She's a graduating. Why I did it? The girl needs a lesson, or she's not going to ever get where she needs to go. You see, you can't disrespect anointing. And see, these preachers are afraid. These preachers don't say nothing to these people, but these people need a licking. And to shake them up, to let them know nobody afraid of you. You ain't got no more money than I have. See, we all usually look down at the preacher, you know. Help your Reb. You don't need to help Reb. Reb already helped. And see, we need this. That's why I'm training these boys. I'm training these apostles and their wives. So we won't be dependent on you as our soul. But you be cutting your eyes at us and all that stuff, trying to shut us down. But you can't shut somebody down who God put up. Come on, man. Come on, I'm through, man. Come on. Hey! Let's shout a minute. Ha! Glory to God. And then, good God Almighty, nothing like a good shout for good God. A good praise. He deserves to be praised. I praise him early in the morning. I want to praise him right now. Has the Lord been good to you? Well, shout then. Give God glory. Amen. Wow, good God Almighty. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but the power of God and the salvation. I'm a believer. I need to praise him. Glory to God. God is a good God. He deserves to be praised at all times. Let everything that have breath Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's a good God. I love him with all my might, all my strength. He's a good God. Our God is a good God. Yes, he is. Our God is a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Come on, son. Woo. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Woo. Our God is a good God. Ah! Woo! Some things can be taught, some things have to be caught. You got to catch that. You got to catch this. You better receive that.
Yeah.
That's medicine.
Yeah.
Mm. Supernatural medicine, that part. Mm. That's a supernatural lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah, if you got a case, the supernatural lawyer just walk in the room. Mm. That's the Holy Ghost. He's a supernatural lawyer. He's the judge and the lawyer at the same time.
Yeah.
I said he's the judge and the lawyer. He answered himself.
Yeah.
Take time to praise him.
Yeah.
Don't rush it.
Yeah.
This is very, listen to me closely. This is very expensive. Your anointing is very expensive. And when it began to flow,
right,
it's more expensive than anything else.
Right. Yes, sir.
The battle you've been going through, says the Lord, it will be cut short
for it hath hindered you from being and going where I've designed you to go. But this very night, the impartation will arrest the hinderers, and you will walk into things that have been waiting on you. For my grace is setting on you in a different way this very night, and you will see things that you had not seen before. There are others that try to discourage you, but tonight you've been so encouraged, the discouragement doesn't matter. For my spirit is upon you, and it will come alive. And you'll see it, you'll walk in it, you'll live in it, and you'll rejoice, and nobody can stop you. Give the Lord praise. Here's a secret. When you get ready to minister, ask God to illuminate the passage. Illuminate the text. And the Holy Spirit will illuminate it. And when you start presenting it to the people, the light will come on. You can't turn it on. It just come on. Because you've asked the Lord Sunday morning, right before you go to the pulpit, ask the Lord to illuminate this text, illuminate this passage. Now, the only thing that got to be known here is that you can't smother the Holy Ghost with your outline. You can have your outline, but don't smother it. Because you sense another phrase or another statement coming up in your spirit and your soul, which is your mind, coming in your mind. If you say it, you're going to bring another one. But if it don't say it, you just copped out. You're a coward. And you can't go into a higher dimension in the spirit. You never have all you have when you come to the pulpit. A lot of things I say to you, I didn't have it when I came up there. It start coming. And sometimes it's a flood. Sometimes it's like a fountain. And sometimes you need to repeat the same thing over and over again because he's trying to get something through. Go ahead, Leroy, because we'll be all night.
Listen, I'm going to give you a word that the Lord gave me. I didn't know I was going to have a chance to give it out tonight. It's very short, but it has the anointing on it. I'm going to give it to you in a minute. I was at a nursing home facilities because I went to do some ministry with two or three other men working on something. And we put everybody out. So what we'd do, we couldn't put all the cut everybody out. I told them, get them out before I came in the room. Jesus did that, you know. And some didn't like it, but they had to get out. But two ladies rushed the door. And I was just sitting up there, they're knocking. I remember where I am. And they said, man said, what you want? We doing? Say, we got seed. You know, rest home. We got seed. We got to put in the parcel hand before we leave here. And so he had to open them up. So I'm telling you, the seed, they'd be everywhere. Now, here's what the Lord told me, and I didn't know. I think Ron touched on it some, and I'm going to speak it over you. I mean, now, what you do with it is up to you. It's so simple that you'll miss it. But this is what he told me. If you say it, you'll see it. Got it? Very, very short, very brief. If you say it, you'll see it. Now, that has no criteria of what you say.
Wow.
Mark that down, and you have it. It's just simple again. I want to say it again because it's so short, the emphasis won't to be applicable as it should. But he said this. The Spirit of the Lord said to me, if you say it, you'll see it. Got it? Yeah, no matter what blocking, no matter what it looked like. And he got so many scriptures back that up. But the Lord spoke that to me. And, you know, sometimes I don't know if it's just for me or it's for the congregation or the people I'm around. But the night after they were doing all that honoring and stuff, he said, then he revealed to me, that's what I gave that for you at this moment. Now, something coming up right now. All financial crisis is about to be dissipated. From the platform of honor, from the platform of the prophetic, if you say it, you'll see it. Want me to give you an example? Huh? Why this now what? I'm out of debt. You'll see it. Now this is not English. This Greek, Hebrew, English, Latin, all of them mixed together because it's in the spirit world. So some of y'all got some dreams. Speak it out. Some of y'all won't go some places. Speak it out, and you'll see it. Good God. You say it, you'll see it. Mm-hmm. I'm through, son.